Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
What a wee cookie takers. You know, we're in the middle of summer at the moment and...
I wanted to cook some sunshine food, something to cheer us up.
Lighter evenings and, you know, a lot of people as well going on holiday trying to kind of, you know... be off the big meals and eat a bit healthier. So we've got a healthier option tonight, Steph.
It is. This is very healthy, actually. And it's using the majority of things on this plate are from Yorkshire. We've got some Yorkshire salad. We've got some Yorkshire radish. We've got some Whitby lobster. We've got some sea trout, which has been caught from off the Staithes. But we have got one thing which I absolutely adore, which I can't say is from Yorkshire. And that are these... ginormous langoustines. They are stunning.
Now, I've got to say, Steph, they look quite adventurous.
They are. They're. If you imagine lobster, you imagine that kind of... or a giant, great big prawn. Mm. I think a langoustine is a bit of a cross in between the two. And it's a very, very light meat, very sort of fleshy fish. It's got lovely... it's just juicy and lovely and... expensive, quite decadent, but
only the finest on the food and drink show.
Absolutely. Listen to me, I've dived in already. That's not good, is it?
And Steph, you know, is it fair to say if you listen to the food and drink show every week, you'll know Steph is the expert. I'm the man that chains it together. fish, you have to be careful that it's presented right, presented at the right time, you can fall quite ill from eating off
certain
fish.
Certain things.
What do you look for?
Well, for example, here we've got shellfish, we've got, you know, langoustines, we've got lobster in there, we've got sea trout, and the beauty of that is your sea trout is not as expensive, so you can, any kind of seafood, you know, you can go as expensive or as cheap as you like. A bag of cockles will cost you a quid or a couple of quid, and, you know, you don't have to buy the most expensive thing. It's just sometimes, now and again, you know, I mean, last week we were at the Yorkshire show, this week, Let's sort of bring out all the stops and do something different. So a light citrus salad. I've put something in there called yuzu, which is a really unusual flavour. It's from Japan, and it's kind of very citrusy, very zingy, orangey, lemony, sort of tangerine type citrus fruit. And that mixed with the langoustine, mixed with all these riotous roots, we've got little... sweet corn shoots there, we've got tiny radish, we've got baby beetroots. They are like micro beetroots, which are great. Lots of edible flowers in there, riotous roots, lots of big juicy langoustines. Summer on a plate, Will.
Crikey, you're almost talking a foreign language to me. And, you know, is it fair to say that if you are hosting a dinner party, I mean... sometimes you bring recipes in, like we had lamb the other week.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, to 20 people in our office, I'd say 85% of people are going to...
would like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This, a lot more narrow, isn't it?
It is.
If you're hosting a dinner party, you've got to know your guests are going to be into something like this.
I think if your guests like... obviously, first off, they've got to like fish. Second off, they've got to be quite adventurous because there's a lot of different things there. There's, you know... you've got... it's about building your salad to make it interesting.
Well, I'm just tucking into some of the salad now.
We've got...
That Yorkshire salad is actually very tight.
I have to say, these are Rudding Park leaves, Will.
Oh, well, I was there for my birthday on Friday night, actually. Fab stay at Rudding Park, so hello to all the team.
We've got the little micro beetroots. They are a revelation to me. They are just really sort of beetrooty and zingy and I've seen micro herbs, micro beetroots.
And there's lots of flavours in this salad as well.
Mm. You've got to have crunch, you've got to have soft, you've got to have sweet, you've got to have sour.
And we've had a healthy option. Well, fantastic.
Yay!
Steph, thank you very much.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.